Director Tim Burton slams Disney as a horrible big circus, says he's done making Disney movies. By David Ng on October 24, 2022. Director Tim Burton said he is finished making movies for the Walt Disney Company, describing working for the studio like being trapped in a horrible big circus. In a conversation over the weekend at the Lumiere Festival in Lyon, France, where he received a career award, the filmmaker revealed that his 2019 live-action version of Dumbo likely marked the end of his long-running association with Disney. "My history is that I started out there," Burton said, according to a Deadline report. "I was hired and fired like several times throughout my career there. The thing about Dumbo is, that's why I think my days with Disney are done. I realized that I was Dumbo, that I was working in this horrible big circus and I needed to escape." That movie is quite autobiographical at a certain level. Over the years, Burton has made a number of movies with Disney, including the 2010 box office smash Alice in Wonderland. But he said Disney has changed tremendously in recent years. "It's gotten to be very homogenized, very consolidated. There's less room for different types of things," he reportedly said, adding he would never do a Marvel superhero movie. "I can only deal with one universe. L can't deal with a multi-universe." The Walt Disney Company has come under fire in recent months for embracing radical LGBTQ and gender politics. The company picked a political fight with Florida by opposing the state's anti-grooming law, the parental rights in education law, which forbids the teaching of sexuality and radical gender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. As Breitbart News reported, Disney CEO Bob Chapek caved to a woke group of employees who demanded the company take a stand against the Florida law, promising to continue fighting to get it repealed. Shares of Disney are down nearly 35% so far this year. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.